T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's head over to Blois here on WCCO. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really great. Sleep well last night?
I slept great, Dave. Thanks. I didn't even go to a Pink concert.
At least I have an excuse this morning. That's
you really do. I even saw your picture there last night and thought, wow, back from vacation, going to concerts. He's ready.
Yeah. Oh, I really like her. I admire her. She's just a very cool person. So
I'm going to call this an alarm malfunction.
Well, that's no problem, boys. It's there's still plenty going on at the Capitol. Have you had a chance to kind of review what happened over there yesterday? Because it was
the big two bills were this bill that you and I previewed a little, which was Republicans introduced a bill that would require able-bodied Minnesotans who receive medical assistance and are not sole caregivers to a disabled child would require them to seek or have employment. Republicans say this would minimize the cost of medical assistance, which is a rising cost in state government. Democrats say that it's unnecessarily cruel, that it's clunky, that it would be more bureaucracy for state officials. But I think it's this new kind of welfare reform that Republicans want to get out there as these parts of state government have grown. And so I think that's one of the pieces that they will try to negotiate with the governor at the end to see if they can get part of it. And then the second big piece was a bipartisan bill by Democratic senators and Republican senators for mandatory background checks. And both Paul Anderson and Scott Jensen, the two Republicans, said during the news conference they expected the gun lobby to go after them, and they said it was worth losing their seats over if they could get this passed or even propose it. The governor's on board, and I think this might be the one piece of gun legislation that could get through this year, because like the county sheriffs support it, and we all know mental illness is a major issue. And so if they can do some basic deep background checks before you buy a gun, I think people would look at that as common sense.
Yeah, Blois, it's a lot of stuff going on this morning, and we'll talk with Senator Jensen coming up later this morning on the morning news as well.
Then the next thing is tomorrow is Governor Dayton's State of the State, and I think that'll be a big preview of his legacy and what he wants to talk about. And he has a big news conference at 11 today on rolling out some new proposals on protecting our seniors in nursing homes.
What an issue. Are those final State of the States for governors traditionally through the years, Blois? Is that a kind of the legacy speech as well, or not really?
Yeah, I think they're very conscious of it with Dayton. I think he's going to roll out his accomplishments. He's probably going to lay out a couple things he wants to get done this year. But I think it's going to be far less partisan. And I don't want to bring up bad memories, but let's remember that a year ago, Governor Dayton passed out during the State of the State. So hopefully he's got enough water and he's ready to go.
You know, I completely forgot about that.
There you go. Well, that's what I'm here for.
I'm glad you're here. That's all I'll say for today. Hey, listen. I know you're going to have the newsletter out. How can folks link up to that one and all the other ones that you do?
They just go to WCCO.com/Blois, BLOIS, and there's a link to subscribe right there.
How about that? And Case Keenum, Blois? Looks like he's going to Denver. Case Keenum's going to Denver.
Case Keenum going to Denver?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the word.
I'm just waiting until it's all settled, because this daily, it's almost like politics.
Darn near. Hey, have a great day, and I'll talk to you in a little while.
Sounds good, Dave.
He's Blois Olson. Link up again today. It's traffic and weather next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.